Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Tracy Pinnacook, Pennsylvania's 24th District. Welcome in to our Pennsylvania Senator Pinnacook. So good to have you here on this important morning.
Thank you for having me back. It's always great to be on your show.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our great executive producer, Dan Borowski, had seen your tribute to veterans on this Veterans Day and talking about the sacrifices of our brave men and women. Can you talk a little bit about that? You took the time to put together your own publication that you put out, I imagine, every year, as you want people to understand all the issues facing veterans and fighting for veterans, but as well just the importance. Can you share that with us, State Senator Pinnacook?
Absolutely. It is so important that we recognize veterans, but also for the greater community at large to understand what it means to be a veteran. Right now, less than 1% of our population currently serves in the military. During World War II, that number was as high as 10%. And it used to be, you know, everyone had a family member that was serving, and you would see that displayed with a blue star flag in your window. And so much has changed, obviously, since World War II and Vietnam and Korea. And we've been at war for the last 20 years with Iraq and Afghanistan. And the reality is those veterans are very young. They come back, and it's almost not even noticed that they are veterans. So it's really important to me that we continue to recognize our veterans, continue to recognize Veterans Day, and get the general public to understand what it truly means to honor veterans.
You know, I saw that, you know, as we look at nationally and with the transition, the Trump transition team working, and I saw that President-elect Trump was actually putting out word of adjustments that would be made with the Department of Education, talking about vouchers and that sort of thing. And you pointed out astute, and I don't know if this is part of the transition, but you've pointed out children of the National Guard and Reserve members. And it's something that a lot of people don't realize, that when those members of the military are moved around from base to base, obviously it affects the education of their children. Can you talk to that and explain what you mean by that?
So we passed that bill this past session, and what it does is it allows our National Guard and our Reserve members who do have to move for their opportunities within the National Guard and the Reserve, their children get the same access to early enrollment in AP classes, tryouts for sports teams as their active duty counterparts. People often forget that even though you're only serving one weekend a month or 2 weeks a summer, that you have to move for promotion opportunities within the National Guard and Reserve. And those moves are difficult on children. So we wanted to make it a little bit easier for those National Guard and Reserve children to have the same opportunities that their active duty counterparts get. Because you don't know when you move. Is the AP class, AP chemistry, is going to be full by the time you get there? So now if they're moving for their parents' military assignment, they can have that access to early enrollment. That's huge for some of these National Guard and Reserve soldiers. So we just want to recognize that their contribution is as important as active duty. We know that over the last 20 years, we've relied heavily on the National Guard and on the Reserves. We just had one of our units come back. The Pennsylvania National Guard unit just came back from Djibouti after a year. So we need to make sure that we take care of those children as well. It's not just always about the service member. It's always about taking care of those families that sacrifice as well. They're kind of the unsung heroes of the military because they are the ones that stay home and keep everything moving in the right direction while their loved one is deployed.
And you also had, you know, sponsored the Task Force on Women Veterans Health Care legislation. Can you talk a little bit about that? It's not something that people might think about as much. Why was that important to you personally, and what is going on with that?
So I received my health care through the Philadelphia VA, and I will never forget the day that I went into just schedule a routine mammogram. And the woman behind the desk was like, "Oh, are you here with your husband?" "Nope, I'm a veteran." And she looked at me and she said, "You look like you're wealthy enough to get it on the outside." And I don't know what it was, but it just triggered something inside me that, like, wait a minute, I've earned the right to be here for my health care. Yeah. And if this is what I'm encountering, and I'm a retired lieutenant colonel, what about that young soldier that doesn't know how to work the system and doesn't know that she's entitled to fight back and say, no, I am entitled to be here and I want my benefits to be here. So we know in Pennsylvania that we have a tremendous amount of women, almost 100,000 female veterans, and those women don't have the access, especially in rural Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. So we asked for a study. They have just completed the study. I've been lucky enough to see the results of the study, and it is exactly what we thought it would be, underserved. Women veterans in Pennsylvania are underserved with the VA, with the federal VA healthcare system, and we need to do better by those women that are in rural Pennsylvania or those women that are too far from a health clinic, whether it be a CPOC or whether it be an actual VA hospital. And we know we need to do better, but we need to ask the federal government for more funding for our female veterans here in Pennsylvania. Because we have been at war for 20 years, some of these women come back and they're of childbearing age. They want to have children. Mm-hmm. They may have infertility issues. They may have other issues that they need to have help with. You know, women often have PTSD from their combat experiences, just like their male counterparts. Women face PTSD a little bit differently than men. And we need to have that specialized care. And, you know, we can't go any further without talking about military sexual trauma. That also, you know, plays mm-hmm. into it. So we want to be able to go to the federal government and say, look, we need more health care resources for women in Pennsylvania because it's the right thing to do, and these women have earned that right.
Yeah, and another thing, I remember fishing with my grandpa, who was a military, you know, he was a U.S. Marine, and he had been injured by shrapnel, and he loved to fish. He would take, you know, some of my brother and I would take us kids fishing. It was relaxing for him. I never thought about this until I think you had told me about it, that, you know, that's something that recreationally is great. Something like that's great therapy. And you were able to translate that into some legislation.
Absolutely. So there's a great organization called Camp Freedom up in the Poconos. And they take veterans from all different conflicts, and they take them out hunting and shooting and archery and fishing. And regardless of their ability or their disability, they can get them out there, even get them up into tree stands if they're in a wheelchair. I mean, it's just amazing what they do. But the healing of going out with veterans and just having the quiet to maybe reflect and maybe talk about, you know, your time in the service and where, you know, what brought you to this point is very, very healing. And just having someone there who has walked the walk is very, very important. And even if you just know that there's someone you can call or send a little note to or a text to that understands, I'm having a bad day. And I think that's so important, which is why we've worked on legislation that makes those hunts through these organizations like Camp Freedom, they don't have to get a hunting license, they don't have to get a fishing license, that those groups can go out and do their good work without having the requirements to meet, you know, getting a fishing license for a one-day event, as an example. But I think it's so important that veterans continue to reach out to one another, because there's nothing better than having a veteran who understands combat by your side when you're having a bad day or when you're, you know, feeling really, really alone in the world. There are people out there that can relate and can understand where you're at.
Well, thank you so much for your service as we continue to commemorate this Veterans Day. State Senator Tracy Pennacook from Pennsylvania's 24th District, thanks for joining me once again. Until next time, my friend, thank you.
Thanks, Don. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.